else to get me to buy your console besides Mario?
Hey,
But it's
I know what they
Mario.
got for you. Hey,
Whatever.
Link.
they got Mario in a cat suit.
Seriously? Oh my god.
Yeah, cat suit
Yeah.
Mario.
You're just a Nintendo hater, Taren.
I'm really not. I
I
just
know.
want them
I
to
hear
do
you.
something that's not.
Mario.
Yeah, just do something
Create a new
different, man.
character.
Create some new characters. Do some new things. Have some hardware that doesn't blow ass. Like, just come on, man. Like, full disclosure, I was the most excited person when they announced the Project Cafe, and they were like, "This is gonna be a hardcore system for like the hardcore, and it's gonna be cool." And I was just like, "Sweet!" And then it's like as powerful as a PS3 point one, and I was just like, "That blows." And then it's just like, "Oh, hey, we got this gamepad, and it's single touch, and it's got like kind of whack resolution." And I was just like, wow, way to make me even less interested. So like it's just falling out of love with that system. And then now there's not even a reason to get it because the install base is so lame that you're not going to get any third-party games anyway. So if like it's just I have no desire to get that system. And it's sad because at
On a
first I
positive note,
did. Huh?
the 3DS is pretty baller.
Yeah,
Yeah,
but I don't really
I'd get a
I
3DS
don't
before a Wii U.
Hell yeah, I
Yeah.
would. Yeah, I would definitely
They
do that.
got that Miiverse on the 3DS right now.
I
I'm
see. I don't
loving
care
that
about that.
Miiverse.
I don't care about PlayStation Home. I don't care about Miiverse. I'm just like, whatever. Just give me
The
games.
Miiverse lets you they let you draw things about games.
Wow.
I want that
Wow.
Pokemon.
You do want
Gotta
that
catch them
Pokemon. I
all.
do want that Pokemon.
It's a
I
good
came in
Pokemon
like a
game.
Pokemon. All I wanted was to catch them all.
Keep going. What's going on, everyone? Welcome to Level Saves Now Playing Podcast. This game is broken. I'm Barry Villatoro, and joining me today is Taren Beach.
I came in like a
Chris Locke.
It's all gonna be okay.
And Matt Curiel.
Howdy, howdy, howdy.
And we're here to talk about not so many new video games we're playing today. Today we're gonna be doing like holiday
Boo!
memories,
Boo, Wendy!
all that kinds of stuff. You know.
Yay, Krimis!
Boo, Wendy
All the fun
Tensburger.
of opening up stuff and seeing what you got.
Boo. Boo, Wendy.
A video
Okay,
game's past.
no bah humbugs on this podcast.
Boo, Wendy Tensburger. Boo.
What is
I don't
wrong
know
with
what that
you,
is.
Man, you none of.
Nope.
You don't even watch South Park, man?
No, I told you, I stopped with the
You're
second season.
failures. Failures at life. You guys missed, like, the greatest trilogy of all time with the Black Friday trilogy. Oh my god, man. You none of you were in on my Breck Friday Bunderoo joke. Oh,
Actually,
so
I was.
sad.
I saw the first episode. I haven't watched
So
any of the
great.
others, though.
So freaking
It's
great.
okay.
Anime Princess Kenny. Oh my god. So great.
Okay, but we're
And
going to
then
talk about Christmas now.
the
We're going to
Game
talk
of
about Christmas
Thrones.
games.
Oh my god. Wiener, wiener, wiener. Two. Wiener. So good. Oh, that's so good. Anyways, continue.
Right, Chris, go for it.
Okay,
Start us off. I'm sure it has to do with Pokemon when you're eight or something.
No, it doesn't actually. One of my favorite Christmas memories was when I got Crash Bandicoot 3.
And you were three.
No, I was not three. I was like
You're a wee lad.
10-ish. Yes, I was quite glad. No, but I got this
You're a
game
wee lad.
and was super excited because I loved all the Crash Bandicoot games. And I went into the basement where the video game system was at about 9 in the morning and didn't come up until about 9 at night, and then told my parents, "Hey, I beat that game."
You're a terrible kid.
they were so mad because, you know, it was like $50, and they're like, "What do you mean you beat the game already?" And after that, there was a rule that you're not allowed to play the video games. You were not allowed to beat them in less than a week at my house.
Nope, still haven't beaten it. Still haven't beaten it. You've beaten it
Yeah.
10 times, but nope, still haven't. No,
Nope,
I'm
I did not
good.
beat that game.
Oh, it's really hard. Oh.
Yeah, I would just never tell my parents that I beat a game.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, I'm really bad at games now. I don't beat them.
Actually, I started getting into RPGs a lot.
Yeah.
Well, they take, like, decades to beat.
Yeah.
Especially if you're like me with Final Fantasy VII. Right. Man, because I only played it on my Vita. So, like, I would only play it, like, when I went somewhere. Or if I was really feeling like, man, I gotta play this game. Which wasn't very often. That game took me at least a year and a half. Probably 2 years to beat. Because I just played it, like, in these, like, little spurts of... So, like, when, the next time I'd pick it up, I'd always forgot what I was doing.
Yeah, so but I just remember, like, where you're supposed to go.
I had no idea. I'd be like... And then I remember, like, the last time I played, which I finished it sitting out in front of a... Which, here we go, one of my favorite holiday memories. It was the first time ever, probably the only time, camping out for PlayStation 4 on on Thanksgiving Day for GameStop to open on Black Friday on the very hunch that they had PS4s. There was no concrete evidence that they in fact did. I had called like about a week before because my will had finally broken and I was just like, I'm just not going to wait anymore. And so I sent my girlfriend on a quest to Walmart to see if they had any, which I was pretty sure they weren't going to have any. And then I called like 7 GameStops. Like the 7th one was like, come on Black Friday, but it wasn't the one that I went to. That one, they said like, there's a rumor, but I can't confirm that there's going to be. And
what
that
a bunch
was
of
like
jerks.
A week prior, but that was a week prior. They didn't know. So then, like the week later, then I was calling, and then a guy from a different store, because I already knew that other store didn't have any. So I was just like, he's like, come on Black Friday. I was like, I'm not going to drive all the way out to your store. I'm going to go to the one that's close to me. So I went to that one. We show up at like 3 o'clock in the afternoon. We had already celebrated Thanksgiving the day before because her mom has had to go to dialysis that day. So we celebrated on Wednesday instead of Thursday. So we didn't have anything to do, so I'm just like, well, let's do this damn thing. So we went there, had like, we brought plastic chairs, bundled up sort of, not as good as we should have, and because it was freaking cold. Kids, desert, not always hot, land of extremes. Yeah. So extremely cold in the winter, extremely hot in the summer. So I brought my PSP with me, played that, it was just by sheer blind luck that I ended up going where I was supposed to go in the, what's the airship called? The High Wind?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And I just happened to go to like the right place and I was just like, oh, now wonderful. Awesome. I still had no idea what was going on. And I had to like wait to like get further. I mean, I knew that I was sort of like Aeris had already died. Spoilers. If you haven't played that game, it's really old. They've expired.
Oh man.
Dag nabbit, Terran.
Yeah, but
spoilers.
Like Aeris had died like long ago. I was pretty much near the end of disc 2 when I started and then finished the game.
Rad.
While I was there. Yeah. It was crazy. They only had 9 by the time the store opened, 9 PS4s. By the time the store opened, there were like 50 people in line.
Oh, that sucks.
Yeah, it's crazy. And like I looked over the counter because I wanted to see, because I did a count like, before we went in, and I looked over the counter just to see how many they actually had. It was kind of sad.
I was just like envisioning like Jingle All the Way when he's like, hey, you need a Turbo Man? It takes him to like that shady Santa factory.
Oh man,
that's what Taryn was doing. Someone was like, "Oh, you need."
Jen and I were like, "Seriously, I was like watching people while I was walking out with that thing, man." I was just like, "I will cut you if you try to take this from me. I don't even have a knife, but I will find a way to cut you open.
I will cloud you up. Final Fantasy VII.
I will limit breaker your candy butt. Let me tell you what.
Just smash him in the face with your Vita.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
No, it was a PSP.
Either way.
Well, either way, shove it into their throat.
Pull a Joel.
Well,
just...
I still want that back.
Brick them with it.
Beat their head in with your PSP. That'd be a great Christmas memory. That was my favorite Christmas memory. Oh, the time I killed a guy.
I killed a guy with my handheld.
start the hashtag GameStop fights instead of Walmart fights for Black Friday. Be on the news. Infamous.
Yeah, there you go.
But you ended up getting your PS4.
Heck yeah,
cool,
I did.
Love that.
Yeah, awesome. Well, you wait for 9 hours or whatever, and yeah, you come away victorious. And my parents told me there was this person in California or whatever. She was like, I waited 2 hours for a PlayStation 4. This is the first time I've ever camped out. I'm never doing this again. It's like, well, first off, you need to check yourself before you wreck yourself, because showing up 2 hours before any sort of Black Friday event is definitely the novice, loserly way to go.
Yeah, if you're trying to get like the big named item,
yeah,
you know, you got to be there early.
Do your research. There aren't very many, and it was like that night they opened in Europe, so most of the stock went there anyways.
Mm. Yeah.
Yep. So I mean, big surprise they only had 9 when they're opening, launching in Europe, an entire.
But you got one, so there you go.
Yep, win, full Woo! Of win.
Best Christmas.
Supreme
ever.
Victory.
Yeah, best Christmas present I ever bought for myself. Let me tell you what.
Did you even wrap it up?
Hell no! I opened it that night and started playing it. Yeah. Are you crazy?
No,
I'm not
you gotta
buying
wrap it
a gift
up.
For myself and then saying.
Let me torture wait. Myself real quick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No. You're going to wait till Christmas. No,
I
write about games. I'm not going to, like... The whole reason why I got it earlier than later was because it's just like, well, I want to be the conversation now and
exactly.
be able to play the games now and write reviews about the games that are out now, not later. Who cares about 2K14 review? Like, if I write it, like, in March, that's going to suck.
Again, I said nothing about waiting. Just wrapping it up and then unwrapping it so that
no,
you get
no,
that
No, that takes
that
even longer. No. Yeah, the joy was unwrapping it, opening up the box, and then pulling all the plastic off of it, and then hooking it into my entertainment system, unceremoniously unplugging the PS3 and shoving it to the lower shelf and like, ha! That's where you belong, buddy.
Thanks for all your hard work.
Yep. It was. He had a good run. He had a good run, but back of the bus for you.
Here's the new shiny thing.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So Barry, do you have any Christmas memories?
I have a bunch of them. A lot of them are related to WoW, but one that's not. I remember when I was like, I don't remember.
No, I want to hear the WoW ones.
Oh, you want to hear the WoW? Okay, well.
Yeah.
Nerd.
So there's a couple. I'll go off with my first one.
I don't
one.
Play WoW. This is why I want to hear that.
Well, the first time I'd ever seen WoW was like I think in November of like the you know the first year it came out. Mm-hmm. And I went to my brother-in-law's house and he's like, "Dude, you got to check out this World of Warcraft." And I was like, "I know Warcraft. Like, you know, I love those games." And he showed me. I was like, "Whoa, this is nuts." And then like as it gets closer to Christmas, he starts showing me like Ironforge, which is like the dwarven capital city, but it's all decorated for Christmas and there's like a Christmas tree and I was like, this is amazing. So, of course, I was on a mission to get that for Christmas. I had to get a computer, new video card. I had to get everything. But I ended up getting
basically,
everything.
Basically, you had to get Matt's computer? Is that
but then I ended up getting everything. I remember I turned that thing on Christmas Eve, and I was just like, oh, this is amazing. Like, that was just like one of the raddest things ever going into that world. Everything was decorated, and I'm just like trying to learn all this stuff. And people running around with little Santa hats on. Like, what? There's presents? You can open up presents? What kind of game is this?
Seriously blowing
and
so my
every,
mind.
After a couple years after that, me and my brother-in-law would always like, if we were going to get each other presents, it would have to do something with WoW. So it's like after, I remember one time after like Wrath of Lich King came out, I started a Death Knight character. And so my brother-in-law found someone.
That's Horde, right?
No, Horde is both sides. Alliance and Horde. I mean, no, I'm sorry. Death Knight is on the Horde and the Alliance.
Oh, okay. Wait, in the original Warcraft, though, it was
well,
Arthas only,
was the
right?
only one, yeah, and he was.
Okay, I thought so. I just wanted to make sure that my memory was correct.
Yeah,
on that.
It goes by race now. They're all racist in WoW.
Wow.
Did you say they're all racist in WoW?
Yeah.
I'm not surprised.
They're all super racist in that game.
Are assholes? Let me just say.
So he found a. Someone in the game that was like a high level blacksmith, so they can make me a 2-handed mace. And so he told me like he was like
bludgeoning people's good time.
So he was like, I think he texted me or just told me like Christmas morning to go check my mail in WoW, and I opened it up and there it is, like an epic 2-handed mace that he had bought all the ingredients for, and then took it to someone and they made it and then he sent it back to me. I was like, this is the raddest Christmas gift ever.
The first time you used it, Barry, did you like
that
yell batter up as you swung it at whatever character. Nah,
I think I went right into PvP though.
Sweet.
Sure, yeah.
Well, you got just a new mace. You better try it out.
I got right? smashed in the faces. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then there's another Christmas, either before or after that. I opened up my mailbox in game. There's like 500 gold in there, and that's when gold was like super expensive. So he actually bought some and then sold, then sent it to me.
It's like, this that was is nice.
Perfect. Yeah. Wow, Christmas times are always fun. All those
wow,
side,
Christmas.
All the side quests and stuff.
I remember going. When I did play WoW, the little time that I did, I was in there during the whole Christmas thing.
So crazy!
And I got turned into like a little dwarf elf.
Yeah,
thing.
Uh-huh. Someone casts a little wand thing on you. You can do that to people.
Yeah,
that's mean.
And I loaded it up about a month after that and was still a Christmas elf.
Yeah, because it's timed, and when you log out, it doesn't go away. It's like
so. I'm
minutes.
Walking around. Everything's all normal there, and I'm still just like this little dwarf thing.
I used to love, I think it was like reindeer treats or something you used to be able to get, but when you would use it, you turn your mount into a reindeer. So you'd be flying around on a reindeer.
That's awesome.
Put on a little Santa hat and your Santa outfit, there you go. Deliver some
How
presents.
Does the... What, wasn't there something special with Santa in the World of Warcraft stuff? Like, wasn't he a giant boss or like a some
no,
sort of
NPC? Headless Horseman was.
Okay.
I mean, that's dope. He said, and then, like, even if you're not in a raid going after him, like, you'll just be in a town, and then, like, he attacks and sets the entire town on fire.
Oh, how nice of him.
Yeah, that guy's a
dick. Yeah. Hey, thanks, Headless Horseman.
He's a big jerk. But, no, Santa doesn't appear. You just see Christmas trees, and there's, like, presents, and there's kegs everywhere, and...
So, of course,
like
killing everyone in the world.
Santa
of Warcraft
show up and they. It's like a raid boss.
Yeah, I think they're seriously missing out by not doing that.
Do you need the Sword of a Thousand Truths to kill the Headless Horseman?
No. You don't even need to be that strong. He's kind of an easy boss.
The Sword of a Thousand Truths. We can't give the Sword of a Thousand Truths to a noob.
I was playing Ion 2, which is another MMO. And the first year that I was playing that, and they had their little Christmas thing, they have this giant Christmas tree in, I don't remember the name of the city anymore. I think Pandemonium. But, anyways, so they had, and they have like, Christmas music playing in the background, but their like whole Christmas thing wasn't just like, oh, it's gonna be all nice and happy and everything. No, they'd have like raid bosses show up in the middle of the city and just start killing everybody.
Before you like, continue,
what?
Was it
Merry Christmas
with pandas?
No, no
or
pandas.
Just okay. Just wanted to know if they were doing a play on words.
Yeah, so the boss would just show up and then just start smoking everybody. Like what? And then you'd have to kill it. But their whole loot system was broken. So even after you kill the boss, even if there's like 50 people helping, only one person gets to loot it. Like what? That doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, it's all broken.
Hence why that game's not really big anymore. Super broken.
There should be more games that do like Christmas specials. Like Saints Row 4 just released How the Saints Save Christmas.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
And, yeah. And I can't think of much else beyond that. Is there any more like...
What about the people that don't celebrate Christmas, Chris?
Well,
what about
Christmas
those people?
Holiday, you know what I mean. Winter themed.
Are they
going to
make
Claus.
Are they going to make like How the Saints Saved Hanukkah for the Jews?
Hell yeah.
That would be really cool.
You know what? Saints Row probably.
How the Saints Saved Kwanzaa and Ramadan?
The only ones I know that actually do like stuff like that are like usually MMOs cuz they just straight up them whenever.
Yeah.
But I also remember, I don't know if you
got
that,
menorahs all over the place for 8 days.
Do you remember that that like Simpsons open world kind of game they used to have back then. It was like
kinda?
It was last generation or last I should say now. But anyways,
would
if you
like
if you
to
start,
spin the dreidel, yes.
If you started that game up on either Halloween or Christmas, it was themed. Like it just knew by the clock.
Well, that's cool.
But you could also just go into your settings and change the clock
and
check
it
and start the game.
About to say.
Yeah.
Did you guys ever play Bully?
Mm-mm.
No.
Okay. In Bully.
You're the second person to ask me that this week.
That's a sign.
You need to play Bully. But in Bully, through, it would go through the seasons. It wasn't based on your clock or anything, but as time went past, he would do, there was like a Halloween night where everything was themed around that. Like the entire school campus had been redecorated and all your missions were things like go smash all these pumpkins and then go do a prank and then go trick-or-treating. And then around Christmas, everybody had left the school grounds and it was snowing everywhere and you got like a special sweater that you had to wear for the day. And it was little cool. Little touches like that that were like, I kind of like to see that in games. We've got, Undead Nightmare on Red Dead Redemption.
Mm-hmm. For that was Halloween awesome. One.
That was great. Why can't we have a holiday-themed version? What is it? Borderlands 2 has something now, too. They just did one for Thanksgiving, and I believe they have some DLC coming for Christmas.
Yeah, it's a bunch of, Killer Snowman.
That's awesome.
Really cool.
That we definitely need more of that in video games.
I might have to get my PS3 repaired just so I can play that.
You have that on disc, huh?
Yes,
wait,
I do.
You're PlayStation Plus member, right?
Yeah.
Download.
Borderlands Download 2 is free.
Yeah,
download it.
I don't have the room on my hard drive.
Make some.
Yeah.
It's like 6 gigs.
Yeah, I'm down. No.
No. No.
I bet there are like 6 crappy games you could delete from your hard drive that you're just.
But I like my crappy games.
Oh man.
I like Double Dragon Neon.
Oh no, man! Come on, get rid of
that. Dude.
And the remake of Turtles in Time. I like these things.
For real.
Ugh,
sort it out, man.
Trash.
No, you know what? Leave Matt alone. Let him have his.
What? That
awful
someone's
games.
Gotta love Double Dragon Neon. There's gotta be someone.
I do.
At the very least, that loves that game. That terrible.
I've played it once,
game.
But I like
Double
it.
Double Dragon Neon was funny. It was very funny.
In like the you're laughing at it, not laughing
no.
with it.
It was
you're
I played
laughing,
about 6 hours.
You're laughing like
how could
why
you
am I
play
playing
it that long?
This game?
Because
I played it once.
It's terrible.
That's what I would be doing. I would be laughing. Asking myself, why am I playing this game? Why am I wasting my time?
You know what? I played it at PAX. I was like, oh, it's kind of fun. I can see it. Then I actually downloaded and played it. I was like, oh, this is terrible.
I played it at PAX and thought it was terrible.
There's a part where there's a helicopter that you're punching to beat up, obviously. And there's a part where the helicopter...
Wait, you're punching the helicopter?
Yes, you are punching the helicopter.
Yes,
the
awesome.
Helicopter flies upside down and tries to kill you with its blades.
Oh my god, that's awesome.
See? You just, there's little gems in there. You just gotta be a part
gems
of it.
Gems of utter stupidity.
It is really stupid.
Video games.
Put the engine in reverse, Chuck. We're going inverted.
Turn it upside down.
It's like, so, but we can't fly a helicopter upside down. Put it in reverse!
What?
See, the blades of the helicopter are spin a certain way because of the angle of attack of the rotors to create lift by pushing air
stop,
down.
Stop.
If yes. you turn it over, you'd have to
just
turn
game
it
of science.
In reverse, which is impossible to do because they don't do that. Thus, the joke.
Well, we got
if
the
you
joke.
Know anything about helicopters? Yeah.
I didn't get the joke. Thank you for the clarification.
You're very welcome. It wasn't a very good one, but there you go.
New name of the podcast. This science is broken.
And another good memory I had is when I was younger and I got that Super NES the first time.
I got, yep.
And then it's just like, oh, you know, what am I going to get this Christmas? I ended up getting Super Metroid and Final Fantasy VI.
Wow, you got it.
Oh, those
super
are
late,
great
then.
Gifts.
Yeah, I did get it super late. And I was just so stoked. I was like, yes.
I remember that when I got a Super Nintendo, the year that I got it, I saw a box that I thought looked, and I was like super into Street Fighter back then. It was like Street Fighter 2 had just come out for the Super Nintendo.
Mm-hmm.
And so there was a box that sort of looked like a game box. So I like pulled the side of it off. I didn't rip any of the, I only ripped like the very, very side, and I saw like Fighter 2. And I was like, oh, holy crap.
And I was like, this must mean I'm also getting a Super Nintendo. I was like, oh! freaking out. And then I like left it. And then eventually my parents found out that I was
and they threw it away.
Like, no, they just got really mad at me. And I was just like, oh. But I still got it. And I was just like, woo! Yeah, I was addicted to Street Fighter 2 back then. It was crazy.
Me too.
We go to like Knott's Berry Farm on like these school field trips. Spent the entire time in the arcade playing Street Fighter 2. Like, what? Way to go, dude! Way to go.
Remember those? Those were great arcades.
Man, you know what? Arcades are BS, man.
Wait, what?
I was gonna say. I thought you were gonna talk about field trips. I was like, yeah, those were great too.
No, arcades. They were great.
Yeah. They were.
It's been a long time. It's been a field trip. Matt, did you have any holiday memories of video games that you really
I have
enjoyed?
A memory, but okay. Taryn's gone.
Oh, really?
That's fine. She'll come back.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Wait. She's coming back?
No, I called her, but go for it, talk.
All right. Edit this out.
Not happening. So, Matt, what's you have a memory?
I have memory.
I have memory.
Yes, I have memory of Christmas many years ago. No, seriously.
You gotta do the whole story like that.
Yeah, not happening.
I have memory of Christmas many years ago.
No, it was probably in... I was like 10 years old. It was Christmas. And I opened up...
Sorry.
And I opened up this this box that felt like it had nothing in it. Like, I pick up a box from the tree, and it's the lightest thing ever. And it turns out, I open it up, and there was a box for Doom 2 for DOS. And I was the most excited little kid in the world. Nice. I was like, oh my god, I get to... Doom 2? They made another one? I mean, I had no idea that it was even a thing. And my dad goes, yes, Santa installed it on the computer last night, so it's all ready for you to go.
That's the magic of Santa Claus right there. How old were you?
It is. I was 10.
23.
No,
I was,
anybody?
I'm sorry?
Have you killed anybody? I won't tell.
No, of course not.
Well, see, games don't make people violent. There you go.
No, they just make people have more fun. No, but then I just played Doom 2 for like 4 hours until we had to go to my grandmother's house. It was pretty fantastic, and they even got me the strategy guide, which was great.
Your mind was just blown.
And I still have the strategy guide.
Do you hang on to strategy guides too?
I'm sorry?
You hang on to strategy guides as well?
Yes, I do.
Man,
I still have
like a whole bookshelf.
The Doom 2. Strategy guide.
What are you going to do with them?
I don't know.
I read it. I read it from time to time.
I read it like a book. I start from the beginning and read it straight through.
I'm just like, oh, the Spider-Man and the Cyber Demon. Let's read what they're all about.
Once upon a time, there was a stage one. And in this stage one, you go down corridor A.
It was the best of levels. It was the worst of levels.
It was called the Crusher. But no, Doom 2 was fantastic, and I still play it today, so hooray for good memories of playing Doom 2.
And then IDQD activated.
Yes. And so, IDKFA. And
happy ammo.
Yes.
ID clip.
Is Doom 2 one of those
I can't
games
believe
you
I
go back and
these codes, my god.
Play around Christmas? Because like, I have a couple games that... Or one game that every year I just play through it again. And I'm wondering, any you guys do the same thing?
No, I just play Doom 2 whenever.
Hmm.
Whenever I just want to let off steam, I'll just go there and play Doom.
Is there a code to enter into Berserker mode? Or do you just have to
hold on. Keep talking. I'll look
let
up
the Let me look
at
my strategy guide.
Yeah. No, yes, ID behold S.
There you go.
There you go.
It used to be so awesome to, like, just run up in God mode in Berserk and then punch imps and then watch their, like, hamburger corpses, like, fly across the screen.
It was awesome.
Yeah. And then you just, like, see them just, like, fly. Like, the good one, the good deaths, anyways. Like, they turn in, like, what look like imp hamburger mush. And then they just fly across the screen and land, like, smack against the wall. Obviously,
Very popular dish during the summer months, imp burgers.
Of course, imp burgers.
Now, the only thing I would ever play again around Christmas time, of course, is, like, WoW. Go back
in
there.
You gotta go back in and see.
Yeah, and go back
actually,
in
I
there.
Play... I play the first Parasite Eve a little bit every Christmas.
Oh, that's actually kind of a good one.
That's a good one.
Because it takes place around that year, that time of year.
Yeah,
so.
That's good.
Yeah, I do that.
Man, I played. I must have beat that game like 4 times playing New Game Plus over and over again. And just in awe of like how awesome those cutscenes were back then.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Parasite Eve's pretty great.
You. Yeah.
Can we do a Parasite Eve spoiler cast?
We should just do a Square RPG. Talk about
that. I'd be totally fine with this.
Square.
This RPG is broken. yep. We
sure,
do
whatever.
That'd be about all the current ones that they make.
I don't know. Parasite, the last boss in there is pretty broke.
I don't remember it being that bad.
It's fine. Shut up, Chris.
It's
good game is good.
The game was pretty good. That was,
and I also like how Parasite Eve has become a recurring topic on our podcast.
Yeah, you bring it up every time. Brought up by the same person every podcast.
I don't even know if there's a game that I play like around. I don't think there's a game that I play around Christmas like that I have to play.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I play Chrono Cross, actually. Because I got it for Christmas one year. Yeah, it's got like some weird connection in my head between Christmas, because I got it for Christmas and played the crap out of it, and just every year I go back and play. I don't necessarily get further than the first disc usually, but I always play through it again.
I mean, there's games I play on certain holidays, just not a lot for Christmas. Like, it's just like Parasite Eve around this time of year.
Mm-hmm.
But on Halloween, I make it a point to beat the first Resident Evil over again.
Really?
Because it's a fun little spooky game, and I like playing it on Halloween, giving out candy
to
trick-or-treaters.
The master of unlocking.
About how long
you
are
almost a Jill sandwich.
The writing was so bad in that game. Oh, my God.
It's not just the writing. It's the voice acting. It's
it's all terrible.
It's even better in the second one.
So, at this point, you've probably played through the game too many times. How long does it take you to beat it at this point?
Whoa, what is that? Oh, sorry.
I don't know. I like to take my time, so around, like, 3 hours, maybe.
That's not... That's really fast.
What's this, Resident Evil 1?
Yeah.
That's pretty quick.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's fun. I mean, there's no more survivors. It's just me. Like, everyone else dies, but... Whatever.
Do you play as Chris or Jill?
Jill, it's easier.
Well,
easier and quicker.
You know, if you had, like, you know, big stones to play as Chris every now and then, you know?
Yeah.
Since you've
like
played
Chris.
It so many times.
Yeah, I know. It's always as Jill.
So,
I'm the worst.
Awesome. I have another question. This is kind of a weird one. What's the worst or best present that you got that wasn't a game? Like something you expected to be a game or you
ugly
really
holiday
wanted...
sweaters.
Holiday sweaters. Holiday sweaters don't count. Be more original.
Well, that's all you said. It's a bad... When you're a kid, you're like, oh, socks. I hate you.
Yeah.
What did I do to upset you this year?
It's like, oh,
oh
sure.
I have good
go
one.
Go ahead. Hmm?
When you open up a box when you're a kid and it's shaped like a video game or a movie, mm-hmm.
and it
turns out to be a book.
It's always a book.
And sometimes it's a good book. Sometimes it's like, oh, here's Jurassic Park. But, like,
yeah,
I don't
that
know.
That was
sometimes,
a good book, too.
That was a good
book. I remember
book.
The year I got the PlayStation 2. Like, I opened up the PlayStation 2, like, pretty early, and, like, you know, we were celebrating. I was like, oh, cool. I was like, man, but there's no games. And I don't want to be like, I don't have any games to play. And so, like, there's another box that I hit, and it was, like, a pretty big box. Usually, like, a box, like, the size of, like, what you might get, like, a, you know, like, a nice shirt put in or something. Like, one of those kinds of, like, boxes like that. And it was from my grandma. I was like, oh, okay, you know, cool. So I opened it up. And when I opened it, she had three games in there. Like, one of them was Grand Theft Auto 3. And I was like, whoa! Oh, yeah.
Nice.
Jackpot.
Is this good for my grandson?
Oh, no.
He likes punching people.
My grandma's Irish. She was crazy. She didn't care. She used to work at a nursing home, and you should hear the songs that she was teaching people. It was like Deck the Halls with Santa's balls and stuff like that.
It's almost too bad that it wasn't GTA 4, because she could have given it to you and been like, you know, they let you get drunk and drive around in cars.
No, but this was like right when PlayStation 2 came out, like that same, a couple months later.
Oh, I know. I'm just saying that you couldn't drive around and drink, because, you know, famous Irish pastime is to get liquored up and hammered.
And then go drive.
Run over people and then shoot them. Yeah. I don't know if you know this. I'm part Irish.
I don't know
so
if
I
all
know
of those are Irish.
Me
pastimes,
too.
But... yeah, I'm not sure. Like, maybe a couple could get away with. Like, oh yeah, hey, an Irish pastime is murder.
You guys haven't.
No, that's Russia.
Seen the Family Guy episode where they had flying cars and then discovered alcohol? It's a great episode, by the way. This is phenomenal. This, like,
I've seen that one.
It's that's like one of the best jokes, is it not? They're like, this futuristic, because it's like, and it's like old timey, so it's like this futuristic like society, and then like there's these like three Irish guys, and then they discover, I don't know if it's vodka or something, but then they start drinking, and then they just, it devolves into like everyone fighting and getting drunk. It's awesome. It's fantastic.
So I have one, a terrible present that I was given that I thought was going to be something awesome. My sister bought me something, and it was wrapped all weird, and when I felt around it, it felt like a video game controller, and I was all excited because this was back, it's still PS1 era, and I'm like, oh, it feels like a DualShock. I really wanted a DualShock, you know, so I could play games like Ape Escape, I guess, but I was so excited, you know, for two or three weeks, I'm looking at this present going, yes, I got a DualShock. I open it up, and it's...
And you totally didn't get one.
No, it was a dollar store soccer game with, like, the LED screen that I could play soccer.
So I threw it at my sister's face.
Yes.
So I murdered my sister, and...
told her I was part Irish.
Yes, exactly.
Because Irish.
I was because so disappointed, but I didn't want to be mad at her, so I'm like, oh, thanks. And I played the soccer game, like, once.
Aww.
And it was awful.
Don't lie, it was awesome.
Yeah, but no. It was awful. It was pretty terrible. You know, one of those, you know what I'm talking about, the ones kind of like Super Game & Watch.
Well, whatever. You know, no game's worth $60, Chris.
Beep, beep, beep. This was a controller! I guess she did me a favor. She got me a controller and a game at the same time.
Right. Yeah, there you go.
2-1.
What a stellar woman.
Yep. Combo platter right there. So just so that the kids know that I do, in fact, have a heart, one of my favorite memories from the holidays was that I did get a Nintendo 64 and Super Mario 64.
Woo!
And, cool. Man, talk about one of the best Marios ever. I don't care what anybody says, man. That game... I mean, you could spend, like, because, I mean, back then, like, that was, like, we had never even seen anything like that with that many polygons.
Nope.
And that sort of, like, it wasn't exactly open world, but, I mean, man, it was really cool. Like, you ran around in that mansion, and then you jumped into the paintings on the walls, and then collect the stars, and then, oh, my God.
That game's all types of fantastic.
Yeah, you could contort Mario's face into all sorts of stupidness on the start screen.
I would do that for just, like, hours at a time.
I know, right? See what kind of dumb stuff you could make his face look like? Ah, oh, so great. If you left the controller alone, he, like, took a nap.
Yeah.
Like, that game was really cool. Back then, though, I was in, like, eighth. Was I even in eighth grade? I don't even know if I can't even remember what grade I was in, but I wasn't even in, like, high school then. Oh, yeah, it was around, like, eighth grade.
Yeah, that sounds
seventh,
yeah, same here, yeah.
Came out, yeah. And, yeah, that was, those were good times. And then I grew up.
Very good times. Oh. And your heart shrunk 12
sizes. No, not really.
Two sizes too small.
I was just like kind of over the kid games. And so, yeah, PlayStation 2 like filled the void in my heart
and allowed me to murder thousands of people.
Yes. Yes. It did.
Cuz that's what it means to be an adult.
Yes. I mean, full disclosure, I played Okami and loved that, which is like the greatest Zelda game that's been made since that actually does not include Link.
Well, you didn't hear last week's episode, then.
Yeah, you got to be careful, because Matt will fight you.
But what?
I put out the challenge. I will fight people.
What? I said that doesn't include Link.
Zelda game. Fine.
Sure. What? Between Worlds?
Yeah.
Oh, my God, yes.
You said he was going to fight somebody.
I
will fight all people.
Won't get a 3DS anytime soon, so I won't be playing it anytime soon. But have you played Okami? There's
no.
An HD version available on a PlayStation Store, which is really great.
Does the HD version let you like advance the text faster?
Because... I have no idea. I haven't played it, but because I've played the original. But man, the Celestial Brush is one of the most awesome like gameplay devices or mechanics ever. Conceived, and then the whole like art direction of that game is simply stellar. It's like a painting come to life, like a Van Gogh that's been like made into a video game. It's so absolutely spellbinding and gorgeous. It's great.
It's awesome.
All right, Chris, you want to read other people's replies?
I would love to, but as you know, I can't.
I hate you.
I have
and
some replies.
Read.
All right, go for it, Matt.
All right.
See?
These are all
Chris,
from...
Matt's prepared.
Yeah, these are all from Twitter.
I was well more than prepared. If we'd
You mean that cesspool of a social media outlet that just...
Yeah, that place.
All the diarrhea of the mind happening?
Yeah, it's not 4chan. Don't worry.
I was just about to say, 4chan what?
No, I have two really good ones here. DJ No Style, because he has no style, says...
Apparently.
And
he's a DJ.
On Christmas, my kitchen table caught on fire while I was playing Halo.
What? Wait, how does his table caught on fire while he was playing Halo?
I don't know. He just said, my kitchen table caught on fire while I was playing Halo.
Wow.
Yeah, so that is actually pretty awesome.
He was just doing so good that his table just...
He was on fire.
Yeah, Halo was just so good it burned his house down.
And then it... landed on his table. He was like that immersed into it that it
Wait,
just like
which
came
Halo?
Out of the game.
His kitchen table.
Halo? No, which Halo? Not which table. I know
it matter. Doesn't really matter.
I don't know. Just a Halo game.
I don't know. I was pretty excited about Halo 2. I would have set things on fire for Halo 2.
I don't think he set it on fire. I think it caught on fire.
He doesn't say that he didn't though.
Yeah, I got so excited.
I think he was a little too like engrossed in Halo to start lighting things on fire since he was playing it while it happened.
Someone might have just set it on fire to distract him.
Blow out the candles and or make sure there aren't people that are, you know, pyromaniacs living with you in the future.
Alright, I have another one. This is Daniel Smith. He's on Twitter. He says favorite holiday memory is waking up to see Donkey Kong Country, X-Men Mutant Apocalypse, and Wolverine Adamantium Rage under the tree.
Wow.
Those games are awesome, and that must have been a great little Christmas.
What was that list again?
Donkey Kong Country, X-Men Mutant Apocalypse, and Wolverine Adamantium Rage.
Oh, yeah.
So all Super Nintendo games.
Yep.
You had a good Christmas.
Yeah.
That's a great Christmas.
Your parents love you.
Yes.
You guys... You guys remember the first
your parents
X-Wing
rock.
Game on Genesis?
The first?
Yes.
The first what?
I still have it.
The first X-Wing game on Genesis.
Yeah.
That game is so freaking broken, man. Oh my god.
Oh, it's so good.
And it's so broken. When
no
you
way.
Crouch, when you crouch with Gambit, so every character that you crouch with, you can duck the high attacks. But Gambit, when he crouches, he has this stupid staff. And you have to spam the attack button so that it goes below the actual, like, whatever projectile they shoot at you. I remember
That's
getting
Gambit's
to a...
terrible.
Well.
Gambit's a terrible character.
Okay. Let's watch what we
Ow.
Say around
wow.
here, Matt.
Let's calm it down.
Wow. Do you,
Sorry, I don't
did
like
you
Gambit.
Really say that?
I'll hold you back, Terry.
I'll hold you back.
Do you want to get into some fights right now? I will fight you. Don't disrespect. You better check yourself before you wreck yourself, Matt. That's all I'm going to tell you.
All right, I have one from Alex Jones, the AOJ on Twitter.
About to become some East Coast, West Coast up in level save.
One of his favorite memories was getting a RC Pro-Am for Christmas and realizing how much he loved cars when he was four or five.
Oh, man, I remember. Aww.
Yeah, that game was dope.
That game was hard because of the isometric camera angle. I was like, which way is left?
Yeah.
Sometimes, like, you're in the battle. Yeah.
I had a friend that had that game. We used to play it all the time. I was like, this is so cool.
What system was that on?
NES.
In Nintendo. Old.
I never had one.
Did any of you have Ivan Iron Man Stewart's Super Off Road for Nintendo?
Yes. Wait.
I had Super Off Road for.
Do you remember? Like,
I didn't have it. I rented it all the time.
Okay, do you remember how it looked in the arcade, right? How it looked like, and then like it was like super terror bad.
Yeah, but I was like, it's still, you know, the gameplay's there.
Oh, I know, I know. But it was just funny how like you'd play it in the arcade, and then like you go home and you play it on. Like one of the biggest memories for me was like because I'd play that game like all the time, and then I remember going back to the arcade and then playing it and then just being shocked by like I was like, wow, this looks so much better.
Yeah.
It was like night and day. It was so crazy. Arcades.
I miss those.
You miss getting just microtransactioned out the butt?
I miss going there and playing Mortal Kombat 2.
Like microtransactions. Screw arcades. They're just nickel and diming. Well, I mean, quarter and diming us.
All right, Matt, you want to read Tim's response off the website?
I don't have that.
I got a Nintendo, and then I got another Nintendo. And I got a Nintendo Wii, and a Nintendo 64, and then a Wii U. And then I got Nintendo
what are you
Land.
Talking about, Taryn?
I'm just joking.
She's making fun of Tim.
I'm just poking fun.
Oh.
Game of the year, Nintendo Land.
2013. Oh God, no!
Love
that
you,
game's
Tim.
Garbage.
Even though you probably hate me.
So the game of the year will be Pokemon. Just
no,
so
it will
know.
Not.
Like, it will. Be.
No. Surely no. You jest.
No,
you don't know Shirley.
All right, someone read Tim's response. Someone's got to be around a computer.
I'm around no computer.
Chris, I know you're worthless.
All
right,
it's on
right
level
now.
Save, right? It's on the site, right? In the
yes.
Forums.
That hurts
okay.
me so bad.
Those are the
hey, whoever's editing this show, cut this out because bad.
Those are the nope. chambers to which I do not visit of level save.
You should. It's clean. It's not
the beginning of the seven levels of hell. I feel like no, it's Dante's Inferno.
Of hell.
Dante's Inferno in there.
Got it.
Got it.
Got it. All right, Tim, who's a big fan of us, and I'm a big fan of him because he's a cool guy.
He is.
Writes. He is a cool guy.
I wasn't making fun. I was saying he is. Echoing.
I mean, he's Canadian, though, right?
Yeah.
You lose some points for that, yeah.
So he has one knock against him because he's Canadian.
All the Canadians
but other than
know,
that, he's pretty awesome.
You know their dollars are worth more than ours now?
Yeah, but they have, like, spacemen on them and birds.
Did you know that their maple syrup is amazing?
Yeah, it is. It is. It's quite good. All right, but back to his thing. Let's talk about
he got
Tim's
a moose
thing.
For Christmas.
I got a moose and bacon that was round.
It was the best Christmas ever.
And I hung out with Dudley Do-Right, and it was the best time ever. And then we defeated Snidely Whiplash.
That's for you,
best
Matt.
Christmas.
That is best for you. Bacon that is round.
All right, but seriously, his holiday memory. I remember when my parents got me and my two brothers a PS1 for Christmas about 10 years ago. Wow, 10 years ago. We already had an N64, but there was so much on PS1 that we were missing that we didn't even know existed. Mm-hmm. We got Spyro's Collector's Edition that came with the first three games, and beat them all in 3 days. Or beat them all in days. Okay. It wasn't long before the Crash Collector's Edition was ours and completed as well. I also remember getting Yoshi's Story for Christmas in 98. I was only 5 then, and my older brother and his cousin cronies snatched it out of my hands and ran off to play it without me. At least I got to watch.
Aww. Don't beat them up, Tim. Go back in time and whoop them all.
I think 5 then? Oh my god,
Tim's
I'm old.
Too nice to beat anybody up.
Most Canadians are too nice to beat anyone up.
I mean, have you read his comments? Even when he like doesn't agree with someone, he's still like so like cordial and
yeah,
you know, level headed.
Yeah, he's a nice dude.
Case in point,
I didn't even know that Crash
James
and
Wii U article it's dead.
What is it? James and Spyro had collector's editions, or
that might be just like a Canadian thing.
I didn't.
Because I don't remember those collections here.
That's kind of neat, though.
PS1,
you always learn something. You always learn something from the Great White North.
Bacon's round.
Yeah. Chris, how long have we been going for?
Bacon is round.
We've been going long enough. I think it's about time to end.
All right. That's
Thank
our.
God.
Oh wait.
What's up? What you got? You got another one?
I have another 5-star review to read.
Go for it.
All right. As I did last week, if you rate and review us on iTunes and leave a 5-star review. I will read it on the air and give you a shout-out. Okay. Oh, God.
That's a long one?
This is from Mech Panda.
This one's by God.
No. This one's just ridiculous.
Is it? I wonder if it's like Panda Musk, but he's been mechanized. And he's...
Maybe.
Yeah.
All right, a 5-star review. This podcast is pretty solid. Waffles are aliens here on a mission to control our minds. I just wish these guys talked less about video games and more about medieval jousting. Never to promise to read 5-star reviews. Fart noise. Thanks,
and
man.
That's why we're bringing back Save Game Plus.
Fart noise.
Hey, guys, you want to talk about medieval jousting for a little bit?
Yes. That game is awesome. You ever play Joust when you're on an ostrich?
The old school Joust?
Yeah.
Yeah, and then you get
Pegasus
the
or whatever
level where the buzzard comes after you.
Yes.
What was that
it's
game
awesome.
At PAX, Chris? The Johann Sebastian Joust? Is that the name of it?
Yeah. Johann Sebastian Joust. Yeah, that was fun.
That's bullshit posturing, though. That's not like joust.
No, I know, but that.
But it doesn't matter.
I ain't no riding no birds, so it's no jousting.
Exactly. Thank you, man.
All right, so that's it for this week. And you can follow Level Save at Level Save on Twitter. Follow me at I Am Weapon. Follow Chris at Snickle Socks. Follow Matt at The Real Matt C. And follow Taryn at InTransit74.
Woo!
And that's it. Peace out.
Bye.
I came in like a Pokeball.
All
I
wanted
was to catch them all.